Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. A little bit about my theme. I forget to talk about it sometimes, and I get a call. You know, what is that theme you play? Well, it's called Cottontail. It's based on I Got Rhythm. It's Ellington's band from 1940. I Got Rhythm by George Gershwin, the harmonic structure. And tenor saxophonist Ben Webster in that gorgeous solo. The whole thing is something I talk about that a lot with the 3-minute one side of a 10-inch 78 record. I mean, to be able to get all of that done and so many artists involved. I guess it would be like doing a mural with, 14, 15 painters and you say, go. you're stepping in my bucket, that kind of stuff. Go Back Where You Stayed Last Night, written by Ethel Waters and Sidney Easton, back about 1925, 24, somewhere in there. We're going to hear her, but not first. Joe Sullivan, great Chicago piano player, is going to come in for Down Home Records in L.A., 1955, his version of Go Back Where You Stayed Last Night. And then Ethel's going to sing it from 1925 Columbia record. Cornetist with her, Horace Holmes. You can hardly hear him. I don't know why he was in the studio, but he was there. Pearl Wright, who accompanied Waters a lot, is here on piano, and Bill Benford on tuba. ¶¶
Get away from my door. Charlie's my regular now, and I don't want you no more. In another candy shop, I'll get your lollipop. Be on the hop, Papa calls, I'm through with you. I've been a chump long enough. From now on, I'm gonna be mean. So find another station to get your supply of gasoline. 'Cause when the back of your white collar is shown, that's all I'm able to see, then I know doggone well you're going right back where you stayed last night. 'Cause I don't want you no more. Take it where you had it last night. Moved away from that door all along. Charlie's elected now, and he's in right show. Ah, I know you come round here looking for old Miss Nan. Just as soon as you tore the seat out your last pair of pants, now you're round here preaching and whining and begging for a chance. Trying to make good, but that's history, that's history. That old cedar chest you once called your trunk, along with those worn out socks, I sold them in the junk. Now that this door is slammed in your face, it just means no parking space. Go back where you stayed last night. I don't want you no more. Brother, I can't see you now, it's after 6 o'clock. Not to save your soul or whatever the tax rate. Even though the weather's hot, or when it's zero cold. For my part, you can go on out here and sleep in anybody's field. But anyway, you're just an old banana that has been peeled. So take it where you had it last night. Mama can't use it no more.
She's terrific. Ethel Waters and her composition, Go Back Where You Stayed Last Night. She wrote that with Sidney Easton, 1925, I think, something like that. Joe Sullivan played it on the piano to begin things today. Down Home Records in Los Angeles, 1955. Then Ethel, 1925 for Columbia with Horace Holmes on cornet. Pearl Wright piano and Bill Benford on tuba. Go back where you stayed last night. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the 14th Annual Jazz in the Valley Festival, presenting a celebration of jazz and blues with over 22 acts, as well as microbrews, Northwest wines, and specialty foods in historic downtown Ellensburg, July 29th, 30th, and 31st. Information at jazzinthevalley.com.
Swedish clarinetist Stan Hasselgaard is next. He came to this country with his clarinet and made some records for Capitol Records, 1947. On piano, Arnold Ross. On vibes, Red Norvo. On guitar, Barney Kessel. On string bass, Rollo Garberg. On drums, Frank Bode. Swedish Pastry, written by Kessel. Who Sleeps, by Red Norvo. I'll Never Be the Same, Matty Matlock and Frank Signorelli. And Sweet and Hot Mop, by Johnny White. Thank you. Castlegard and His Clarinet, 1947, Capitol Records. Swedish Pastry, Who Sleeps, I'll Never Be the Same, and Sweet and Hot Mop. Sounds to me like it was based on Sweet and Lovely. Arnold Ross, L.A. piano player. Red Norvo, vibes. Barney Kessel, guitar. Rollo Garberg on string bass, and Frank Bode playing the drums, 1947, Capitol Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Northwest Fine Woodworking, connecting woodworking artists to the public for over 30 years. The Rising Star Furniture Makers Show features new designs from the region's next generation of fine woodworking artists. Opens July 7th. More info at nwfinewoodworking.com.
Lucille Bogan coming up to sing for you now. 1934 for Banner Records. On piano behind her, Walter Roland.
Sweet man, sweet man, would make your cake eat so hard. And I would come to see you, but your woman has got me born. He called me Frisco, he called me Frisco. And I just keep from crying. He calls me Frisco. He calls me Frisco. And I just keep from crying. And if he don't come back, I will lose my worried mind. He is a rambler, and he is no satisfied. He is a rambler, he is a rambler, and he is no satisfied. And I know he was a rambler when he caught that train to life. I'm going to find him, I'm going to find him, with my smoky 45. I'm going to find him, I'm going to find him, with my smoky 45. Cause you know I love that man, and he's so hard. He's gone, he's forever on my mind. He's gone, he's forever on my mind. And I want to see my man, cause he's so good and kind. Nothing but skulls and bones. And when
Lucille Bogan with Walter Roland on piano. 1934 for Banner Records. Both written by her. Sweet Man, and Down in Boogie Alley. Must have been tough down there. Lucille Bogan. Mel Torme, 15 years later, 1949 for Capitol Records with arrangements for him by Pete Rugolo. And we'll hear Blue Moon, Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart. As I've mentioned several times before, it's an interesting piece of music because not only is it beautiful, but it was one of the only pieces that Rodgers and Hart did just to do one. I mean, it wasn't like they had a show, right? Nothing associated at all. Yeah, let's write a tune. So they did. And then Lionel Newman and Dorcas Corcoran's Again, a beauty of that time. You probably, if you listen to this program for a while, I talk about movies because I'm sort of a movie freak. And 1948 Roadhouse. Gene Negluski, Lusco, I think, did the directing. Ida Lupino is in it, one of my favorite directors as well, and actresses. Cornel Wilde, Celeste Holm, Richard Widmark, one of the great bad guys. But Lupino sings in the movie, if I recall it correctly. Movie, again, is called Roadhouse, if you're interested in that sort of thing. And the tune is Again. So, Mel Torme, 1949, arrangements by Pete Rugolo, Blue Moon, and Again.
You saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue
couldn't happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened. Though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you could suddenly be mine, mine to hold as I'm holding you now, and yet never. When the now and the here disappear, what matters, dear, for when this doesn't happen again? We'll have this moment forever, but never, never when the now and the here disappear, what matters, dear, for when this doesn't happen again? We'll have this moment for. forever. But never, never again.
The lush arrangements of Pete Rugolo for Mel Torme, 1949, Capitol Records. Blue Moon by Rodgers and Hart. And Again by Lionel Newman and Dorcas Corcoran. All right. Mel Torme. I'm going to do a couple of marches. Or march-like things, if you will. Not like Washington Post, just one of those, but close enough. Art Farmer, Benny Golson, Jazz Tet, 1960. Benny Golson's Blues March. And then Lou Waters, 1963, and his Emperor Norton's Hunch. Mm-hmm. Couple of marches for you, starting with Blues March by Benny Golson, played by the Art Farmer Benny Golson Jazz Tet, 1960, for Argo Records. Art Farmer trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, Benny Golson playing the tenor saxophone. Right there. What a composer, all that stuff he did. McCoy Tyner at the piano, Addison Farmer, Art's brother playing bass, and Lex Humphreys on the drums. Then for Fantasy Records, 1963 in San Francisco, Lou Waters and Emperor Norton's Hunch, written by Waters. He played the trumpet, Bob Melke on trombone, Bob Helm clarinet, Wally Rose on piano, Monty Ballou out of Portland, Oregon, playing banjo, Bob Short, who used to give flying lessons. Knew him a long time ago. Playing the tuba, and Thad Vanden, one of the original San Francisco-style drummers. Right there, two of them for you. All right. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Shirley Scott is going to play the organ and the piano, Prestige Records. She wrote Taking Care of Business. And Percy Mayfield wrote Please Send Me Someone to Love. With her on bass, George DeVivier, and on drums, Arthur Edgehill.
I'm
Scott, Prestige Records, 1958, playing the piano and the organ. George Duvivier on bass. Arthur Edgehill playing the drums. Taking Care of Business, written by Scott. And Please Send Me Someone to Love by Percy Mayfield. Shirley Scott, 1958. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
dozens of locally owned businesses who reach out to listeners through underwriting. They recognize that KPLU listeners appreciate the unique flavor that entrepreneurs bring to our communities. Info on how your business can support KPLU is online at kpluunderwriting.org.
Some requests now coming in. And the list is long, and be patient, because I'll get to your request. This is for Norma in New York City and Jackie in Philly. 1961, Ida Cox for Rosetta Records. She wrote one called Wild Women Don't Get the Blues. And she and Jesse Crump wrote one called Hard Times. With her, Roy Eldridge, trumpet, Coleman Hawkins, tenor, Sammy Price, piano, Milton and bass, and Joe Jones on the drums.
I hear these women raving about their monkey men, about their fighting husbands and their no good friends. These poor women sit around all day and moan. wondering why they're wondering papas don't come home. But while women don't worry, while women don't have the blues. Now when you got a man, don't ever be on the square, because if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere. I never was known to treat no one man right. I keep on working hard both day and night, because while women don't worry, while women don't have no position and a way of my own. When my man start kicking, I let him find another home. I get full of good liquor, walk the streets all night, go home and put my man out if he don't act right. While women don't worry, while women don't have no. Get nothing by being an angel child. You'd better change your ways and get real wild. I want to tell you something, I wouldn't tell you no lie. Wild women are the only kind that ever get by. Wild women don't worry, wild women don't have no. Lonely as I can be. old. And up in years. But I can still climb a hill without shifting my shaking on my bones. I'm a big fat mama, got the meat shaking on my bones. And every time I shake, some skinny gal loses her home.
Marta Cox, 1961, Rosetta Records. Wild Women Don't Get the Blues, she wrote that. And Hard Times Blues, she wrote that with Jesse Crump. Roy Eldridge, trumpet. Coleman Hawkins, tenor saxophone. Sammy Price, piano. Milt Hinton, bass. And Joe Jones on the drums. Something else. I'd take Hawkins out of that. Put him in 1954. Emmett Berry will play trumpet, Eddie Burt on trombone, Hawk tenor, Billy Taylor on the piano, Milt Hinton bass, Joe Jones here, again playing the drums, If I Had You and Out of Nowhere.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oman Hawkins for Jazz Tone Society Records, 1954. If I Had You, and Out of Nowhere. Emmett Berry trumpet, Eddie Burt on the trombone. Hawk, tenor. Billy Taylor, piano. Milt Hinton, bass. And Joe Jones playing the drums. If I Had You, written by Jimmy Campbell, Reggie Connolly, and Ted Shapiro, came to us from England. And Johnny Green, his 1931 big hit, Out of Nowhere. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
NorthwestJobs.com, with 5,000 regional listings for job hunters. NorthwestJobs.com also provides tips on getting hired and a place to post resumes. More information at nwjobs.com.
I'd like to go to some saxophone ensembles now and do an early one and then a later one. The early one, the Six Brown Brothers for Victor Records, 1916. Tom and Fred Brown do the alto saxophones. Henry Fink, a friend of the family, and Bill Brown play tenor. Alec Brown on baritone saxophone. And Vern Brown on bass sax. We're going to hear Chicken Walk and Walkin' the Dog.
Thank you.
Six Brown Brothers playing saxophones, 1916 for Victor Records. You can also get their stuff complete on Archeophone, A-R-C-H-E-O phone, on CD form. Tom and Fred, Bill and Alec and Vern, all the Brown Brothers, plus here their friend Henry Fink coming in to play tenor. Chicken Walk, Eccentric Foxtrot by Tom Brown. Walking the Dog, Foxtrot by Shelton Brooks and Guy Shrigley. Now, it was important to get your foot in the recording door, you know, in those days. And this has a lot to do with the art of jazz. Because what happened was people were able to hear the syncopation. Ragtime was in the rage at this particular time. Orchestral pieces, piano pieces. But to have all saxophones, that's something. That's, what is that? That's interesting. That's novelty. So they use the word novelty a little bit. That's okay. It's novelty. And so things started to change. I mean, these guys were well-schooled in learning how to play their musical instruments. But let's say there's a bunch of guys get together to play, and all they want to do is make a sound because they love music. But they don't know how to read charts, and you know they don't want to have somebody come in with arrangement. Don't worry. Let's just play by ear. Well, guess what, folks? That's called improvisation. And that's how, you know, things like this start. Now, I said two groups. From 1916, I want to jump 75 years. This band comes in from England. It's called Itchy Fingers for Enger Records, 1991. Mike Marr on tenor, John Graham soprano, alto tenor and clarinet, Nigel Hitchcock alto, Howard Turney on Barry. Mike Marr's Building and Bronislaw Capers' Invitation. Itchy Fingers.
Thank you.
That's applause for them. They're on their tour, Itchy Fingers, somewhere in concert. Glad they were recorded, too. Itchy Fingers, 1991, and brought out by Enja Records. Mike Maurer on tenor, John Graham, soprano, alto, tenor, and clarinet. Nigel Hitchcock on alto, Howard Turner on baritone saxophone. Building, written by Maurer, and Invitation, arranged by Maurer and written by Bronislaw Kaper. Itchy Fingers, 1991, to compare with Six Brown Brothers, 1916. Here is Harry the Hipster Gibson.
Mrs. Murphy couldn't sleep. Her nerves were slightly off the beat. Until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine. She drank a cupful most every night. And ooh, how she would dream. Until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbor scream. Ow! Who put the bands of dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's the square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all right. Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about, 'cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout, who put Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. Says that Benzedrine's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. It's the second chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls? I don't know. She bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never, never been so happy since she left old Ireland. Till someone found her pantry, sure and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Sure was a shame, but who's to blame? 'Cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin. And all she says is, give me some skin. Mop, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. She says the Benzedrine's a thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, give it.
About a reaper 5 feet long, mighty miss but not too strong. You'll be high but not for long. If you're a viper, I'm the queen of everything. I've got to be high before I can swing. Light a tea and let it be. If you're a viper, when your throat gets dry, you know you're high. Everything is dandy. Truck on down to the candy store. Bust your conch on peppermint candy. Then you know your body's thin. You don't care if you don't pay rent. Sky's high and so am I. If you viper.
Two of them there for you, starting out with Harry the Hipster Gibson from Musicraft Records, 1944, playing the piano and singing, John Simmons on bass and Sid Catlett on the drums. Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Vocalion Records, Stuff Smith. And his Onyx Club boys, the Onyx Club being on 52nd Street, and they were there many years. 1936, he played the violin and sang, If You're a Viper. Jonah Jones trumpet, James Sherman piano, Bobby Bennett guitar, Mac Walker on string bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Leroy out in Fargo, Beth in Seattle, Jimmy in New Orleans, and Jack in L.A. They all said, would you play some Dick Hyman playing solo piano, doing Fats Waller? And I said, sure. San Francisco, 1990, from Reference Recordings, Ain't Misbehavin', and My Fate is in Your Hands. Thank you. Dick Hyman, solo pianist. Reference Recordings from San Francisco, 1990. Reference Recordings, the world's first direct-to-CD rather than going into tape first. I don't know the techniques of that. I mean, tape is used, and it works well. But that was the direct to computers and so on and so forth back in 1990. Thomas Waller's stuff, Ain't Misbehavin' and The Lost Beauty, My Fate is in Your Hands. Dick Hyman, right here on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Metagenics in Gig Harbor, whose functional medicine research center uses diet, nutritional supplementation, and other natural therapies to optimize health. Now recruiting research volunteers for a weight loss study. Information at fmrc.metagenics.com.
Now to 1991. And the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra for Capri Records. That's John Clayton doing arrangements and playing string bass, and Jeff Hamilton playing the drums. Little Old Lady by Hoagie Carmichael, a very rare one by him. Hamilton's drums begin things. George Bohannon and Thurman Green in that order playing trombone solos. Oscar Beshear, trumpet. And Jim Hirschman on guitar. some playing. That was the John Clayton Jeff Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, 1991, for Capri Records. John Clayton doing string bass and arranging, and Jeff Hamilton drumming. Little Old Lady, a very rare one by Hoagy Carmichael. Hamilton's drums, George Bohannon and Thurman Green, trombone solos in that order. Oscar Brashear, trumpet, and Jim Hirschman playing guitar solo. Then Duke Ellington's Come Sunday, and John Clayton played his arco bass, meaning he used a bow. And Snooky Young's beautiful trumpet, Come Sunday. Now, where'd Come Sunday come from? Well, it came from a tone poem by Duke Ellington called Black, Brown, and Beige. And this is what it sounded like in part.
Of love, God Almighty, God above, please look down and see my people. Lord, dear Lord of love, God Almighty, God above, please look down and see my people through. I believe the sun and moon will shine up in the sky when
a program till sunset. Men work hard all day. Come Sunday, oh, come Sunday, that's the day.
on Sunday from the tone poem Black, Brown, and Beige by Duke Ellington, performed by Duke Ellington at the piano and his orchestra, with vocalists Mahalia Jackson, violinist Ray Nance for Columbia Records in Los Angeles, 1958, come Sunday. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Hope you're having a fine time. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pinky's Passion for a Parkinson's Cure, announcing their second annual Walk to the Future event on July 23rd at Edmonds Woodway Stadium. Proceeds benefit local and Michael J. Fox Research Foundations. Registration forms at pinkiespassion.org.
Now to Monette Moore, great singer from the early days. She sings with Charlie Johnson's original Paradise 10, 1927, Victor Records, Paradise Wobble by Tom Morris, and Jelly Roll Morton's rare piece, Don't You Leave Me Here. That's Monette Moore singing with Charlie Johnson's original Paradise 10. Victor Records, 1927. Charlie playing the piano. Clarinetist is Ben Whittet. Cornet work by Tom Morris. Trombone work by Charlie Irvis. Superb tuba by Cyrus St. Clair and one of the great big band drummers, George Stafford. Tom Morris's Paradise Wobble and Jelly Roll Morton's Don't You Leave Me Here. The Paradise Club was a lavish place. Ed Small owned it. Ed Small was a wonderful person. He said, I want you to come in and play your wonderful music, but be sure that your shirts are boiled and ready to go, and your shoes are shined, and show up on time. I'd love to have been there and hear that band and all the others that played there. Don't You Leave Me Here, written by Morton. He's going to do it for you now. This was later, 1939, for Bluebird. He plays the piano and sings. Sidney DeParis trumpet, Fred Robinson, who worked in some of the great early Louis Armstrong stuff. Albert Nicholas, clarinet, Happy Caldwell, tenor, Morton piano, Lawrence Lucy on guitar, Wellman Broad for years, bass player with Ellington is here, and Zooty Singleton, Louis Armstrong's great friend from New Orleans, playing the drums. Jelly Roll Morton, Don't You Leave Me Here, and two takes of James Scott's Climax Rag.
Go, sweet baby, leave a dime for Bill. All the rooster crowed and looked around. She said, if you want my fricassee, you got to round me down.
Skip the Climax Rag stuff for now and come back to it later if I have time, or next program perhaps. That was Jelly Roll Morton, 1939, Don't You Leave Me Here. He wrote it. Sidney DeParis trumpet, Fred Robinson on trombone, Albert Nicholas on clarinet, Happy Caldwell tenor, Morton piano and singing, and Lawrence Lucy guitar, Wellman Broad on string bass, Zooty Singleton. I want to move forward because, give me a second here, so I can put in the right numbers. What I do is I record this at home and put it on a disc, so I have to poke the buttons if I'm moving around on it. Harriet in San Francisco, Bob in Denver, and Mike in Seattle wanted to hear Miles Davis and a Charlie Mingus composition called Smooch. That's kissing, as I recall. 1953 for Prestige. Mingus is on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Max Roach on drums, and Miles, of course, on trumpet. Miles Davis, 1953 for Prestige. His trumpet, Mingus on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Max Roach on drums for Smooch, written by Mingus. Then John Lewis comes in to take over the piano job, and Miles ahead. 19th of May, 1953. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.